I know you guys are mad at me. Well, you're not really mad at me. But when you guys had the event, let me tell you what happened, Tim.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened. I got a good excuse.
Over now.
It was raining. Talking to Mike, because if you're going to talk about me, I want everybody here. So they came up to the station, mm-hmm. and we promoted the event. And then the day of the event, it was raining, Tim. It was raining a lot.
Just like today.
I think it was raining more. It was like torrential rain.
Torrential rain.
Like almost flooding. Like,
Are we exaggerating a bit here?
Yeah.
I thought so. I don't know about this, Vern.
It was bad.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, they're not going to have it because it's raining. And then come to find out they did have it. So I feel bad.
Vern.
So hopefully today, Laura, you will tell us about another event you guys are having. So this one, unless it's snowing, because like me, rain and snow, we don't get along.
Well, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
That's snow. Mm-mm.
I want to give you the applause first.
All right.
Just because.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Trigger happy today.
I'm on the roll.
I'm telling you.
But just tell everybody about the program and everything that you guys are doing.
So the event that you didn't come to.
You didn't have to say
because
that.
Because of the rain.
The rain lasted for like an hour. And like then it stopped. Yeah, it was nice the rest of the day. It rained in the morning and then it was nice.
Oh,
but the turnout was awesome. There was over 100 people that showed up and we had a bunch of performers and it was just a really good turnout. And a bunch of resources from the area came and like set up tables and it was really cool. And so as of now, we are planning workshops to have where we meet every 2 weeks on Warren Street at Solaris Camp Hill, the building down there in Warren.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting up a workshop. We have three leads for the positions for our group. So there's an education lead, an employment lead, and a housing lead. And our employment lead, Eric, is going to be holding a workshop in I think February 27th or no, 21st.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the group again and everything?
Young People in Recovery, YPR Hudson.
Okay, and can you just go into some details about Young People in Recovery?
Yeah, so the group started, I think, about like 6 years ago now. There's a national group located in Denver, and our group is one of many chapters located across the entire country. There's actually one in Long Island and a bunch started in New York. A local member from Valencia, Courtney Lavelle, was actually the first person to start YPR in New York. She's still an active member and does a lot for the group. So everybody that participates in our group is volunteering their time, but you don't have to be a member to be a part of it, you know? So like, mm-hmm. you know, my mom's come to it a couple times just to support it and, you know, and you also don't have to like be in recovery to be about it. Like you can just come and be about it cause you want to be, you know, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cause a lot of people have been impacted by, substance use disorder, which I feel like is, I just know a lot of people know about it, but like don't know about it. So sure. I feel like our group is giving back in a way that like we have the resources that you might need in order to like kind of get your life back together when you don't know where to start, you know? Mm-hmm. So
would it be in a holiday time, you know, not saying that any time is, you know, you need help more, but some people think that during the holidays, like during Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff like that, would be a definite time when your group is needed. Do you guys see a bigger rush or demand, or is it just steady throughout the whole year?
Like we've been having like the last few times we've had our chapter meetings, we've had maybe like a couple, two, three new members show up to each one, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, we definitely would like to see more. We're looking into getting a recruitment lead, like a position filled, as in like somebody that can like do outreach in the community to get more people involved in that. I mean, we do a lot of stuff like social media wise, like on Facebook and everything like that. But I feel like it's a need to kind of just like get our faces out there and have somebody like go to facilities or just like businesses and be like, hey, this is who we are and this is where we meet. And, you know, we're trying to give back to the community in a way that I feel like is really going to be beneficial if other people could like help out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you guys get any backlash? You know, you're thinking about young people in recovery. So you think, like, some people already have, like, oh, well, they're bad people. We don't want anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. You know, they already went down the wrong path. Do you guys experience that at all?
I personally haven't. And I think it's because our group as a whole focuses on how we, like, perceive ourselves in as in messaging, like how we put ourselves out there, like how we speak about ourselves. And mm-hmm. a lot of it has to do with, like, the stigma, which is, like, a big issue still everywhere. And why a lot of people that have, you know, substance use disorder don't know how to get help or want to get help because of that negative viewpoint on them, you know. So our group focuses on, like, you know, the positives, like, you know, you are a good person, you just make bad choices, like, here we are, this is what we can give to you and help you, you know, start your life, because it's kind of hard when, you know, you don't have the support. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any alliances with any of the city or county programs that they have available for the same type of thing?
We work with the Twin Counties. I'm actually, me personally, as a member, I'm gonna go there in the next week or so and speak in to one of their groups. We work with a couple different people from mental health that actually come to our chapter meetings, and a bunch of different people, Catholic Charities, all these different types of people have come to our chapter meetings and our event that we held in September, which is really cool, because I feel like the one thing that is lacking is, like, that connectedness between everybody, because there are a lot of resources here. I mean, we definitely could use more, just like any other place could, but the fact that we're all here and we need to, like, kind of be on the same page is really important, and I feel like we were able to do that when we had the event, you know, so that was good. But we also are having a Christmas party on the 10th. I think this Saturday the 10th, I believe that's what it is, as a group. One of the members is going to hold it at her house, but we're, like, going to, as a group, like, just, you know, kick it, have fun.
Cool. Tim?
First off, I think it's an awesome program that you have, and I think it's really, really worthwhile, and I congratulate you on that. I was just wondering, what if there's a young person out there maybe listening to this broadcast thinking, I might need some help? How do they reach out to you? How would they go about getting the ball rolling?
I know everyone has Facebook. Yeah. That's a thing, you know. So you know. If they Google, well, you can Google it too, but if you go on Facebook and look up YPR Hudson, it comes right up. And if you like the page and you're able to, or even if you don't, you can message us personally.
Sure.
So
everything's kept confidential.
Yep.
And
that's,
yeah, I was going to say that.
So. No need to worry about, correct, you know, this getting out. Maybe, you know, that's awesome. Really, really, really great program, I think.
Yeah. So what do you guys have coming up, you said?
Well, we're having the Christmas party. Our next chapter meeting is on December 8th at 5:30 at Solaris Camp Hill. And then we're having a Christmas party that weekend. We don't know timing yet, but we'll have it on the Facebook page once we make a little flyer for it. And we're trying to focus on, like, what our group is, like, supposed to do, like the workshops and stuff, because it's important that the community knows that we have resources for them. So we're trying to link up with other resources, like the employment lead Eric is trying to get together with, like, workforce and, like, talk with them and try to get them to come to it. So but we definitely need to get a recruitment lead out there and, like, get the word out. This is definitely helpful.
Yeah,
you know, so
sure. How many members do you guys have?
Right now, probably around 10, like, 10? You know, consistent people that have been, like, you know, putting themselves out there and, you know, showing up consistently, which is super cool because, you know, it's definitely needed. Mm-hmm. And it's different, too, like, when you volunteer your time. Like, I mean, I personally have been a part of the group now since, I think, October 2014, because it's something that I'm passionate about. Like, I myself am in recovery, and, like, I... like giving back, and I feel
good for you.
Yeah, I feel like the advocacy is needed in our community because a lot of people are not only not educated, but, like, also lack, like, knowing where to go or how to be with other people that, you know, have experienced similar things they have. So,
could you take me through a situation? Suppose, like I say, a young person comes to you. How would you mentor them, or how would you deal with them if they come to you reaching out looking for help? I know it's probably a case-by-case basis, depending on the severity of the situation, but is there a formula you follow in order to help somebody? Or
A couple of years ago, I took a recovery course course through the Albany Addiction Care Center.
Sure.
And they offered it because I was in YPR. So, like, they taught me how to kind of, like, not be a counselor, but, like, you know, be there. I mean, I guess, too, it's easier for me because I've already been through what I can. I already know how you feel, sort of. Not even though I've been through everything you've been through, but I can understand where you're coming from. Exactly. So I feel that, right, it opens up a window. And the other thing I would do is, like, try to get them connected with other people, or, like you said, like, it depends on the person, what the situation is. But I feel like, I don't know, because I'm young still, I think. I think that I can relate to other kids.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken at schools, too. This past spring, I went up to Chatham High School with another member, and we spoke there, and, it like, the kids were, like, it all depends on how you interact with them, right? So I was just like, I'm going to pretend like I'm one of them sitting there, and they, you know, asked me a bunch of questions, like, after I spoke, and they were like, I don't know, they were good questions, but some of them were funny. I don't know. Yeah. It was nice to get the feedback in a way, you know?
And it's great to get out there. They see that you're a person, that, that you're not just somebody there judging them, that you're there to help and to listen.
Right.
And that makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Hudson City, New York, WGXC 90.7 FM. The Drive Time Radio Show, Acre Hudson Catskill. We're in the building. I'm in the building with Tim Martin.
You know it.
And we have a special guest today. And I you do. Know what? Like I said, Tim, I know the whole group was mad at me. Yeah. I was looking behind my back because I thought they might run up on me and say, I know, because I should
have
been there.
They have a reason to be. I mean,
I know,
the rain, come on.
I should have been there. No, I should have been there. And the thing about it is, like, sometimes I stretch myself too. I'm not as long as I think I am. And,
wait, I thought it was the rain that.
Was the rain. Okay. It really was the rain. I woke up. No, why? Because listen, me and you, we go back. I would never miss an event, even if it was that I just came for a little while and let her see me wave and peel out. But the rain, it really was the rain.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and I had the kids.
If you say so, there you go.
My feet was hurting.
Yeah, there's a lot too. Bama was playing.
No.
Keep going.
One thing, Slay and Ray will tell you, I don't do anything when Bama's playing.
Okay,
if Bama's playing, it's not going. You better have a TV there. my.
Well, you know they're gonna win. Whoever they play,
it doesn't matter. I need to see my nephew's birthday. My niece, she planned her son's birthday party on a Saturday when Bama was playing.
Oh, man.
But it was at the Boys Club. I said,
that's devotion.
I said, will the TV be there? And she said, you can watch it at the Boys Club. I went and I watched the game.
You went and watched the game.
But I was at the party.
Bama fans.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Young people in recovery. When I listen, if I'm a listener and I'm just saying, well, you know, here you have this girl. She's talking about how she's talking in front of teachers and talking in front of students in Chatham and this and that. I mean, do you want to share some of the story of you and the progression that you made to get you where you are right now? Would you like to do that?
Yeah, sure.
You're so mellow. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Wait, let me give you the applause. I got about 20.
Oh, my God.
Go again, man.
What's the problem?
Go ahead and do your thing.
It's a sign of appreciation. Like,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Sure. Just take it.
Beautiful.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've lived in Columbia County my whole life, and I was raised in a pretty decent family. My parents are really supportive, and you know, in high school I kind of just started making the wrong decisions for myself, and I didn't know why until now, if that makes sense. So as I grew up, I realized, you know, I was just kind of lost, and I kind of veered towards the wrong choices and the wrong crowds, and you know, I started using when I was 16. Here and there, and every time I would use when I first started, I'd get in trouble or something like awful would happen. I'd faint or something. Yeah, so bad stuff would happen, but I kept doing it anyways, right? So I graduated high school and went away to college, and when I went away to college my first semester, I just like got super crazy and super bad super fast. Like, it was insane. And I ended up moving back home because my grades were bad, and my parents were like, you kind of need to figure your stuff out. And I was like, all right. And things just got worse and worse and worse, and you know, the first time I went into treatment, my, you know, mom didn't really give me a choice because she was like, you either go or you don't, you're not living with us anymore. So I went to treatment and she like shipped me away to Vermont for a couple weeks and was like, go away. And I went there and it was actually, now I look back, I'm like grateful I got to go there because it opened the door for me to, you know, self-help groups and, you know, meeting other people who are, you know, trying to be in recovery or get sober. And I came back home and I got worse again. And it was because, like, I think a lot of people and myself, I'll just, you know, keep it on myself. I struggled with, like, people, places, and things. Like, I, as soon as I got home, called up the people I was chilling with before I went away mm-hmm. to treatment. I started hanging out with them, thinking in my head that I could do those things. And then when I was around the stuff, I started doing it again, you know. So it got worse quicker. And for me, when I first got clean, I was 21. It was a few months after I had just turned 21 in the summer of 2010. And I had like an emotional bottom, and I really was just kind of like existing and not living. And, you know, I had no feeling. I didn't feel for anybody or anything. And it was super sad. And like something came over me one night where I was like, I need to make a different decision for myself. So I did something that I'm still not great at doing. But like I called somebody and asked them what they thought I should do. And it was actually a cousin of mine that I hadn't talked to in forever. And she was just like, you know, wake up tomorrow and get yourself help. And I put myself into Twin Counties in Catskill, and I was a patient there for a year. And my parents were like, you know, do what you got to do and get yourself together, because I was like failing school and I, you know, dropped out and, you know, I wasn't showing up to work and, you know, not being responsible and all these things we wanted in my life I couldn't keep because, you know, my substance use got really bad. And so I did that and I started going to self-help groups, and, you know, therapy was super helpful for me and all these things. And I accumulated a year clean, and it was the longest I'd been clean for, you know, I don't know, a decent 5-6 years of my life. And
hold on, I'm giving you the applause.
Oh, that definitely deserves the applause.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay.
I'm on board with this one.
I'm giving
no doubt about it.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah, so I you know, started getting all this stuff back in my life, and I was super happy about it. I was going back to school. I got another job. I, mm-hmm. you know, my family was in my life again. They wanted to be around me. I had good friends and supports and stuff. But like you were just talking about, like, I string myself too short, and I was doing that, and I was taking on too much, and I didn't realize how stressed I was getting. And, you know, one day I just, like, you know, snapped, and, you know, I ended up relapsing. So that happened, and then I was just like, I knew, because I had given myself the actual experience, that I could like re-pick myself up. But I like was like so distraught and like, you know, ashamed of myself and my choices that I like ran with that for like 6 months or something. So one day I was just like, I need to do something different. And I called somebody again, and, you know, they had me meet them at a meeting, and I went to a meeting and I raised my hand and I just, like, you know, honestly said, like, this is what it is. Like, something too I want to point out is that everybody has their own truth, right? And I feel like a lot of people base their decisions and choices off of like external things rather than listening to themselves. I know. And I feel like that's what something that people struggle with, and it was like something I struggled with really bad. So once I was willing to like just be honest with myself and say, you know, I can't do this, I can't do it anymore, and I stopped on September 6, 2012. So I have like a little over 4 years. And like since then,
Here comes. You deserve it.
All right.
Applause.
All right. Absolutely. Keep clapping.
Yes. Well deserved.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like life is all about ups and downs, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the main important thing for everyone is just to, like, you know, be true to yourself and take care of yourself, you know? Like, for my whole life, I've always wanted to help people. Like, it's just something I've always wanted to do, and I've always thought I was doing that, but at the end of the day, I wasn't doing what I needed to for me. So realistically, like, what can you really give a person if you're not giving that to yourself? You can't, right? Okay? So now that I get that concept, I'm able to do that today because I'm doing what I need to for myself. So because I'm doing that, I choose to be a part of like YPR and like, I don't know anything. Like we went, the YPR went to the suicide walk and I'm able to be present for those other things where people kind of just need to know other people are there. But because I'm willing to wake up and do what I need to for myself on, you know, behind closed doors or out in public, like people don't need to know those things, but I'm true to me, you know? So yeah, I've come a long way and I'm very grateful for the things I have in my life today. And, you know, no, it's not easy. I still struggle, you know. Feelings are definitely something that everybody struggles with. And that's like one of my main, you know, factors and like playing in a part in my, you know, my recovery. But like I'm learning how to deal with them. So, but yeah, that's
all
my
right.
story.
I got to give you, I got to do it, Tim. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Before we let you go, we just want you to tell us again how to get in contact with YPR. Also, I know there's a Christmas party. Remind everybody about the Christmas party. And then I'm going to put you on the spot. No, I won't put you on the spot. But just know that.
Yeah, you will.
No.
No, you're
going to. No, what I'm going to say is that this is not going to be a one-time thing. The Drive Time Radio Show and YPR are going to work together. And once a month, someone from YPR will come in and tell their story and update you on the things that they're doing and just be there as part of the community to let you know that there is help. So,
I bet some applause for that.
I think I should.
Do that.
Yeah. See, this applause thing is good. I told you, Tim.
I'm feeling the love.
And I'm thinking, and nobody's here to tell me I can't do this, but I'm thinking that maybe we should get you guys back before New Year's. So this is the last day of November, so we should have you guys in December.
We'll be here
at some point. So just let everybody else know what's going on, and I can't thank you enough. Right now, I just can't wait to go back and sit and listen to the playback because you were raw.
Oh,
very enlightened.
So our next chapter meeting is December 8th at 5:30 p.m. Solaris Camp Hill building on Warren Street, 360 is the address. Also, all the things we do as a group are on published on our Facebook page. So if you just in the search button on Facebook, look up YPR Hudson, you'll find us and just like our page. And anything that we post, we'll post on your feed and you'll see what's going on. Our Christmas party is December 10th. We don't have a time yet because we kind of just like we're like, let's have one, which is awesome, you know. So we're definitely having one, but we're going to have something up soon about like time. Times and place and stuff for that. We're definitely every month we're going to have something going on. And we actually upped our meeting times and stuff to every 2 weeks rather than once a month that we're meeting. So every 2 weeks we switch days, Tuesday, Thursday, so we can like give people options on like days for being able to be present for it. So definitely come and check it out.
I want you to do me one thing. The next time you guys come, because Postmaster Ray normally take care of this, but could you give me an 800 number in case someone is in need and they need to talk to someone immediately so that we could share that also?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have it. That Ray, damn it, Ray.
Where are you, Ray?
Well, he normally takes care of that.
Yeah. So we're like, as a group, we're like getting a number.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Because we were going to like put our numbers, but we thought it would be smarter to have like a YPR Hudson number.
Yeah,
so we're on the moves with that. So.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for
having us.
And we can't wait to see you again. And don't worry. Next month we will play a song.
Yeah,
I'll have
play
it.
Play that song.
I will play it. If you send me the song, like if you sent it, I will play it next week.
Oh, good.
Give you a reason to listen to the show.
All right.